begins with Nay Isha Kim Bon, the Yudim Dvar Hashem, of this El the Yoram, Omer on the Zephahat. So in Dan, in the beginning of Zos HaBach, Asher Zos HaBach, Sheberach Moshe Isha Kim is Bnei Yisrael, so in Dan comments that Moshe Rabbeinu Ish, again, I guess we would usually say Isha Lokim, but maybe we'll comment on it in a second. V'chein sh'or ha-neviyim ve'eliyahu v'zulasim. V'layomah ha-kosav Ish Hashem, v'layomah Moshe Eved Hashem. V'hatam yodu alechol maska. Ramban says you don't find, right? So I think the usual translation of Ish Elohim is man of God. Ramban says you don't find so man of God, so why couldn't you say that relating it to Ish, to Yudkei Vavkei? Ah, you'll say maybe you can't relate anything to Yudkei Vavkei, maybe, no, Ramban proves that you can. Aval Yom Moshe Eved Hashem. So, you can. So apparently what the Ramban means is as follows. Rav Shevel in his notes here quotes, Aval whoever Hashem hagodol hamiyuchad Hashem imenu hakol bala olam, v'hu ish ha'elokim kichol drachav u'dvarav mipi ha'gvura. Almost as if Ramban seems to be saying, again, this is one of those, maybe in today's climate we shouldn't be talking about it, because these are the kinds of things which the sources people distort, and reference for people that becomes Avodah Zarah. But it's almost as though Ramban says that what's miyuchad about the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is that Shem Yudkei Vavkei can't be used the Lashon Kol, it can't be used as a description of a person. Masha Ein Kein, let's say Elokim. Okay, so it's Elokim when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we refer to Adayin, it's Elohim. It refers to Sroh. So of the Shemos Hashem, so one of the differences between Yudkei Vavkei and Elokim is that Elokim can and is used the Belashem Chol and can be said of a person. So the impression you have of the Ramban is, if Isha, at least the way the Mor Vashemesh understands it, is that if Isha Elokim meant man of God, so maybe there wouldn't really be any impediment to saying Ish Hashem as well. But it refers here more to an Ish who, because he was such a godly individual, mortal, human, but because he was such a godly person, that's what Ish. I'm not even sure whether going to the Ramban, whether it's Chol or Kodesh. I'm not sure what the pshat in this Ramban is, but whether going to the Ramban it's even intended as Chol, perhaps, because it seems clearly that the pshat in Ish Ho'elo Kim seems to be that the reason it has to be Ish Elo Kim and not Ish Hashem is because, at least the way the Mor Vashemesh understands it, when you speak that way of Moshe Rabbeinu, again, as we see in our pasuk and other psukim, it's not something which was reserved exclusively for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's almost as if the translation is not man of God, but godly individual. Okay, just in terms of what the Lashon of Ish for Elokim means. The parak continues that Vayikra al Mizbeach, that the Navi whom the psukim at least don't name, Vayikra al Hamizbeach b'dvar Hashem, Vayomer Mizbeach Mizbeach ko'omer Hashem, Hinei ben nolad l'beis David, Yoshiyahu shemo, V'zalach alech as kone habamos ha-mektu malacha v'atzmos adam yisrifu alecha. So Rashi, I think you had it here on the Maran Mekomas. So Rashi says, atzmos adam shal yiravam ze ele shachalak lakavet. That Yeravam, Kaiba Tzadik, that Chalak Lakav, Chalak Lakav. So that this is reminiscent, of course, of what Rashi comments in a couple of places in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, I think at the end of Parsha Shmos, I think how does the pasuk go? V'yodu chol avodacha eila elai v'hishtacha v'leima. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro that all your subjects are going to come bow down to me. So Rashi says, and it's not really what it means. Really, it means that you yourself are going to bow down to me. That Chalak will cover. And then at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, so Rashi has it again. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe and Aaron, Vayitzaveim el Paro Melech Mitzrayim, el Mei Yisrael el Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Vahotis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, so what's the Vayitzavim? What did he charge them? So the Gabi Paro charged them Lachlach Lokava. Okay, so first of all, again, Paro also wasn't too big of a tzaddik either, like you, Rabbi. Afu Pichain, Lachlach Lokava. There's a certain respect that the Torah wants us to have. Again, in these cases, literally for Malchus, and presumably by extension for governmental authority and governmental institutions. If you look in the Ksavim of Hankin, so I didn't have a chance to look it up. I don't know what year it's from. I think it's from the 1950s. So he wrote about some of the Lashonos people used to employ. I think then he was talking about Ben-Gurion as Prime Minister. And he says, I'm not coming to tell you that Ben-Gurion is necessarily one of the Lamed Vav Tzadiki Hador. He says, that's not my point. He says, but he's not worse than Paro. I don't remember if he mentions that Yeravim. He's not worse than Yeravim. He says, how can it be that the people talk with such Lashonos? There's an Indian that there's a certain respect, again, which the governmental position, the governmental institutions command, regardless.
Aaron Solvitchik said the simple pardon, the way some of the simplest things go for pardon, same thing.
Also, he quoted the same. Right. But with Eliyahu, you have it with Achav also, right? You have the same, correct. So it's a Musa Haskel. It's a Musa Haskel, wherever there's politics, whether the politics is in America, whether the politics is in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean the Kavod HaMalchus doesn't imply, it's not a Khalifa. I mean, the Navi here is... Again, I think we discussed in the first year whether or not the words are the Navi's words or the words are verbatim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. But either way, they're inspired, and either way, they're not wrong. Either way, they're right. So the Navi's not chanfing. So there's an inyan so it doesn't imply, it didn't imply any approval of Yeravim to be Chole Kavod, and the same remains true. No, presumably this din doesn't apply. This din doesn't apply. When Rav Henkin wrote that, so I think Ben Gurion was Prime Minister at the time. He wasn't writing about. I think it means someone who at that time is functioning as Melech. Again, the Rav Henkin was also not implying that. Anything about the Israeli government being Malchus Yisrael, he wasn't getting involved with that either. He's just saying that this din is a din of respect for governmental authority. The remarkable thing is this: when you look at those two Rashi's in Sefer Shmos, so the Tzivui comes in the beginning of Va'eir, right? Vayitzaveim el Paro Melech Mitzrayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu intuited this on his own already at the end of the Sefer, at the end of Parsha Shmos. Because already at the end of Parsha Shmos, you have the V'yodukha Avadecha Eila Eli. So it's almost, I don't know, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a mitzvah sechlus. But Moshe Rabbeinu intuited it, because Moshe Rabbeinu was knowing this before you have the tzibur at the beginning of Parshas Va'eva. ויהי כשמוע המלך פסוק ד' אז דבר איש האלוקים אשר קורא על המזבח ויזכר וישלח ירבעם יודו מעל המזבח לאמור תפסוהו ותיבש יודו אשר שלח עלו ולא יוכל להשיבו אלו. Again, I think you have the Rashi here. Vativash yado, I guess some kind of paralysis. Nakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kvodo shel tzadik yose mikvodo. Only the makel avodas kavodim lo yavshi yado. B'sholaz haTzadik yavshi yado. Yeah, similar mamori chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toveya el boneinu, as it were, and with Tovei El Bama Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the pshat? So again, on a simple level, again, it's an illustration of in the Sanus Hashal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not, he wasn't Nokem his own covered, but he was Nokem the covered of the Novi. There is Luchara, you're talking another level of understanding as well, and that's, let's say, the famous Maimon Chazal that Halavai Osi Ozvu V'Tarasi Shemar. So what does that mean? And Chazal come, and there was a Pasuk in Yom Yom of Halavai Osi Ozvu V'Tarasi Shemar. So what's the point of there was no point of Torah without the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what I mean, Osi Ozvu V'Tarasi Shemar. So what it means is like this, I think, that obviously, ultimately, nothing means anything if it's not connected and not oriented towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But often, the bridge between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be a novi, can be a tzaddik, can be a relationship that a person has with a Talmud Chacham or whoever. Can be a certain appreciation for a mitzvah, even, again, if Ba'asher Husham, he doesn't yet link the mitzvah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the bridges. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yitachin, that what maybe one aspect of what that Maimon Chazal means is that at least if they're on the bridge, so then eventually there's hope that if they'll be sensitive, that that's gonna propel them in the right direction. But if you blow up the bridge, so then there's not gonna be any access. If Yeravam doesn't have the slightest regard for the Navi, so then he's not going to find his way back to me. So halavai that, you know, that he's ignoring me. If he would still have the Derech Eretz for the Navi, so that would still be a madrega which provides hope. And talking that, that might be what one level of understanding here as well. So after this happens, and after the paralysis, and then the miracle which the Navi predicts with the Mizbeach materializes, so Vayan HaMelech in Pasuk Vav, Vayome El Isha, Lokim Chalma Aspanei Hashem, Lokech V'Yisparel, Ba'adi V'Soshiv Yodi Eloi, Vayachal Isha Lokim Aspanei Hashem, V'Toshiv Yad HaMelech Elov, V'Atei Kavar Rishona. So Rashi, again, Yisad Rashi, describes how throughout the Pasuk, Yeravam is Omed Bemerdo, is defiant, Elokecha Velo Elokai, Adayin Omed Bemerdo, and Vatehi Kavarishona is Omed Umakel Avodas Kochavim. It doesn't just mean that he regained the use and the function of his hand, that it it reverted back to its involvement with Avodah Zarah. So how is that? How do you just psychologically? How do you understand that? The Chora, the one of the most basic instincts that a person has is just for self-preservation. That instinct is a very powerful instinct. I think they've even done studies with people, one of Islam, who unfortunately mean it to some degree that they're suicidal, that if that same person will find himself in a position that the car, Rahman al-Aslan, skids and is headed right towards a tree, so I guess in a skid you're not supposed to steer away from it, but whatever they're supposed to do, if they know what the right thing to do is, so they'll automatically do that. It's even the hagam, that when the person is sitting in his rocking chair and claring, so he's claring, Rahman al-Aslan, should he or shouldn't he commit suicide? And yet, when the instinct takes over, and obviously sometimes a person can be either so sick nevich or such a kofir that instincts don't deprive one of the bechiru chafshas, but it's a very, very powerful instinct. So Yeravim sees, it's quite clear that he has to contend with something here that's more powerful than he is. And obviously the Navi representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I think there's a vort that they quote from Yisrael Salanta. Yisrael Salanta, I think, made this observation about Paro. Let's go with the Ramban's Mahalach, that Paro has the Chiru Chafshis through the first five markets. So already by Kinnim is Etzba Lukimhi. But already by Kinnim, this is clear that this isn't the contest between who is the more capable magician here, but this is quite clear that what Moshe and Aaron are representing is something which is real and overpowering. So what that he's a Rasha? Nothing to do with, you don't have to be a... The Rav Zichron Levracha, I think, in some, or at least one of the drushes, which is reproduced in Ala Tshuva, talks about, that sometimes we don't necessarily appreciate just how great the magnitude of the chesed of Tshuva. Okay, so Ala Tshuva is a chesed. The person messed up, so really, again, try telling the traffic cop that you're sorry that you let the money and that you let them heat it expire. It doesn't work. You don't have to ask me how I know it, but it doesn't work. It's good. You come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you say I'm sorry, so the Ribbono Shel Olam accepts it. But it's more than that, says the Rabbi. You come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, why? Because Tshuva Meira, because you want to save your neck. And Afal Pichain, if because a person's looking to save his neck, it's sincere. So Ribbono Shel Olam still accepts it. So it doesn't require, a person doesn't have to. A Rosha can do tshuva also. He can just draw, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed allows, even for a tshuva meira, the emes is, but by drawing on the instinct for self-preservation, a Rosha can also do tshuva. So what's pshat Yeravim? He's saying right away, Vatihi kva rishon, or even worse, according to Rashi's understanding, as Pnei Hashem al-Kach al-Mam, she's only b'merdo while he's suffering the paralysis. It's a pella. So Yisrael Salanta said, again, Kedarka, with his profound insight, he says, at the end of the day, he says, a person believes only what he's ready to believe. You can't impose emuna on a person. A person will only believe what he, it doesn't mean that Yisrael Salanta obviously doesn't mean that belief is just a question of wishful thinking or the like. No, what he says is that a person will only believe what he's ready to believe, and that you can't, and a person can, and as we see, And as we know, a person can defy all logic, even in the most self-destructive way. A person only believes what he's willing and ready to believe. Yeravam doesn't want to power. They didn't want to believe. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference how overpowering something is. A person has to be ready to believe. How does that make sense? So the pshat is as follows. Let's say Rabbi Chanan talks about, basically, as he indicates, following in the footsteps of the Chovos HaLevavos, how just overwhelming the indications are, and how intuitive Emunah really is. But Gozra Chachmaso, Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a person has to have Bechir Chavshas. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want maybe, according to the Ramban, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Ultimately, loss of love, maybe that's part of the vision of the Sakin Olam, the Malchus Shakai, eventually. The question how to understand the Ramban, in Umol Hashem Lokecha as the Vavcha. But Ba'asher Usham, clearly, a person has Bechir Chavshas. So the pshat is, in order that the Bechir Chavshas be complete and absolute, so we have this tremendous capacity only to believe what we're ready to believe. And it doesn't make a difference just how overpowering or how overwhelming the argument is. A person believes what he wants to believe. And it's not only true in these very dramatic situations, it's true in less dramatic ways as well. So let's skip towards the end of the end of the parak after the Novi, as the Radak explains, is over in his own levua, and therefore chayav misa v'day shemayim. So in pasuk chav dalet. Vayelech vayimtzaehu aryeh vadarach vayimusehu vatihi nivlasim mushlachas vadarach vahachamor omed etzla vahariyeh omed etzal hanavela. And that situation continues in Pasuk Chavhei, that anvihnei anoshim ovim vayurus hanavela mushlachas vadarach vasho aryeh omed etzal hanavela. And then in case we sort of haven't picked up on the significance of this. On Pasuk Chav Ches, the Navi tells us, "Vayelach vayimtzas nivlasu mushlachas vaderech v'chamor v'ha'arye omdim etzal hanavel v'ochel ha'arye es hanavel v'shava es hachamor." The Gemara in Tainus says, when Tainus talks about how all the chayos come to the nochosh and say what hanor do you get? It says Meila the Ari is Doris Va'ochel. The Ari tramples its prey and right away eats. Rashi says Eino Misyare Ochel Miyad. Doesn't the Zaev is Tore Va'ochel. It takes it back to its lair. It takes it back to its home and then eats. And the nochosh doesn't do anything. Okay, but Hanogel in Yaneinu. So the teva of the lion is that the lion kills and then immediately devours, and that's clearly what the pshat and the psukim is. That gemara in Tainus, and yeah, basically here in Pasuk Chav Ches, the Navi itself is saying the pshat in the Mefurash that this was intended, and it was such an unnatural, incredible scene that the Aryeh is standing Eitzel HaNevela. So it was a clear indication that what had happened was Min HaShamayim. Acha Hadova Hazeh in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Navi says, Lashav Yeravu Midarko Hara'a. Even after this, Yeravam doesn't do tshuva. Vayosha vayas miktsos ha'om kohen evamos hachafetz yomali es yodo vihi kohen evamos. Rashi quotes the Midrash Chazal, v'rabosenu darshu, אחרי שתפסה הקדוש ברוך הוא בבגדו, ואומר לו, חזור בך, ואני ואתה בן ישי נטייל בגן עדן. Wow. So not only does Yeravam have the ability to do tshuva, but ad kedei kach, that if he'll only do tshuva, so then he'll be able to catapult himself. That's good company. He's going to be together with David HaMelech. Hagam, right? The Hemshech HaGemara in Sanhedrin, which Rashi is quoting, is that Yeravam says, Mi Barosh, who goes first? And Akadosh Baruch Hu says, David HaMelech. So Yeravam says, I'm not interested. So the whole Maimir is a very, remarkable Maimir. So first of all, I think that the first thing that it teaches us, you know, the pasuk in Kohelet is a gevaldig yisod. Zel umaze osa lokim, that there's a symmetry between ra and tov, symmetry between ra and tov, which means that when a person sees ra in the world, a person should know that person, the ra that he has done, from that you can see how much tov he was capable of. We generally look at it as, we see he's a miserable creature, halavai, you know, that he could be, we could neutralize it. No, zeluma ze osa lakim. And that's pshat over here. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yeravam, you know, if you become a tzaddik, you're not going to be, spiritually speaking, a peasant. You're not going to be someone mediocre. No, you have a how? Obviously, we don't have to ask how Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, but how would we know this on our own? Because Zelum is also Elokim. If a person can sink to such depths of chait and tumah, so he clearly has that potential, Zelum is also Elokim, to have risen to such heights of tahara and kedusha. And l'chara, that's the perspective. I don't know if explanation is the right word necessarily, but that's the perspective on when we read. Just you can't even relate to them, the descriptions of the cruelty of the Nazis, and not only the Nazis, yimach shemo, but all their co-conspirators in Eastern Europe as well. And you shiver and you shudder at the capacity, at the human capacity to be so barbaric. So the perspective is, enochanami, but zayla umma zay also okay. It shows you what a capacity that a person has for greatness, and because of the zayla umma zay also okay. Now the Zelum Azeh Osel Lekim goes a step further. The Sridi Eish writes the Sefer which we mentioned last night in the Sichas Musa in Tochen V'Eshtadlos, quotes from the Sridi Eish the following. It's a fascinating thing. Sridi Eish says, he's talking about Achim. He says, to become an apikoros, because of the incident about the boy going up to get the mother, he's fulfilling Shiluach HaKein and Kibbut Av, all the both mitzvahs of the Man Yerichon Yomecha, and then he falls. Sudesh says, we could have seen that, and we want to become a apikoros. He says, and that's not a testimony to the greatness of our emunah. He says, not other Rabbi. He says, to have become an apikoros over that, you had to be on a high madrig. The hainu, a person whose emuna is so great, is so deep, so for him every word in the Torah has to be so real and so great that Acher couldn't countenance that it wasn't materializing. And he says that the kfira of Acher resulted from his greatness, which means, well, this isn't the, this wasn't intended by the Sridi Eish, obviously isn't a limud schus on the kfir. It didn't make him any less of banim shavavim. That wasn't the Sridi Eish's point. But the point is that part of the zelu mezeosa rukim is that a person enhances, I guess the moshel is like this, when you're climbing a ladder, right? So, Nachman Otzlan, if you miss the step and you stumble, it's the same error whether you're on the bottom rung and you're trying to go to the second rung, or whether you're on the 99th rung and you're trying to go to the 100th rung. It's basically the same type of stumbling. If you're on the bottom rung, okay, maybe you'll scrape your knee, but not even that. The person on the 99th rung, it's not going to be a good scene. So part of the zelum is the osel kim, is that as a person develops his capacity for kedusha. So, and maybe this is one aspect of the kol hagodol mechaver yitzur gadol haymenu. Maybe this Sridi Eish gives us, which is again a mimer that that we have difficulty imagining what that possibly means. Right? In the biography of the Vilna Gaon, so it says the Gaon said to someone, Rav Shalom should save you from my yitzur hara. So what in the world that means is. It's hard to sleep 31 minutes instead of 30 minutes. It's hard to, I know, we have no musig what that means. But maybe one aspect of what that means is, again, part of the zevul mezaosa lokim is that the higher a person goes, so then the more dakistic an error can be. And because of that, there's also a greater potential for error. And it gives perhaps a new and invigorated meaning to what to the altan and ba'atzmacha ad yom osva. Because of this, zelu mazeh or osva lukim. Okay.